She wiped her hands on her apron and nodded toward the staircase. Your father's in the attic again. He's been muttering about currents all evening. Ellie slipped off her shoes and climbed the narrow stairs. The attic smelled faintly of salt and old paper, the scent of a man forever tethered to the sea. Her father was bent over a chart, spectacles perched low on his nose, his pencil tracing invisible routes across a faded map.
Ellie,
he greeted, his face breaking into a grin. He tapped a point on the map.
Look at this. Near the coast, where the currents shift like a whirlpool. Never seen anything like it.
Ellie leaned over the table, peering at the map.
Shouldn't you be resting?
She teased, though the warmth in his voice made her chest tighten.
Rest is for those without dreams, he replied with a wink, his pencil tapping against the map. But you, Ellie, you've got dreams, don't you?
Her smile faltered. I don't know, she admitted. Do you think we're meant for more than this? He looked at her then, really looked at her. The excitement in his face softened, replaced by something quieter.
There's always more, Ellie. Sometimes you just have to look in the right places.
I averted my eyes, not wanting to see the naked hurt in his, and not wanting him to see the disquiet in mine. He had made himself vulnerable, and now rejection was his unwarranted payment. A rejection I didn't want to give him. It was safer this way, though.
Is it Robert? He asked. You told me you still love him.
John released me, running his hand through his hair. Frustrated, his voice rose.
I'm competing for your love with a damn ghost.
I flinched as though he struck me, hurt coursing through my body. I backed away from John, moving toward the parlor door. His expression fell as he realized what he had said.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Ella. I meant...
Don't. You keep saying things you don't mean, I snapped. He knew my secrets. He knew the threat I was hiding from. He just apologized, yet he still did not bite his tongue. And what of your love for Clara? Do you still love her?
Of course I don't love her. I know that now. I've never felt this way toward anyone. You're the one I want.
You can't confess your love for me and then curse me and your dead friend in the same breath. He winced, his eyes becoming flint.
Did you know her before tonight? Daughtry asked. No, Ethan replied, watching the dark and rainy city slide by his window. You two looked pretty cozy.
Did we?
Ethan couldn't help the small smile that tugged at the corners of his mouth, and that smile grew wider when he saw his reflection in the darkened window. It's not like you, Ethan. Ethan turned away from his window.
To dance with a woman?
He was surprised by Daughtry's comment. He and Daughtry had known each other since high school, and his friend had seen him dance with plenty of women.
No,
Daughtry said, huffing out a laugh. To get so distracted, I called your name several times before you even looked my way, and you knew it was nearly time for your speech.
What can I say?
Ethan shrugged, then made eye contact with his reflection in the window.
She was distracting.
Well, she did have a wicked bod on her, that's for sure.
I only wish to see the mortal world through your eyes. I want to live as you do. You once explored the underworld by my side. I wish to explore the mortal world by yours.
The words sent warnings through all of Trust's instincts.
You only wish to walk among men, to learn about the mortal realm? You do not wish to harm them.
I will only harm the ones you deem necessary,
he hissed another laugh.
Trust, we are friends. Why so suspicious?